The USS Excelsior, NCC 2000C, last of the Great Dominion War dreadnoughts constructed, first in the hearts and minds of the men and women of Task Force 38. The Excelsior was once a ship of legends, Grin, Duval, Underwood, Riku. From 2375 to 2379, she and her intrepid crew were the first line of defense for the Iconian Gateway that had opened Starfleet's territory to a hard-won sector of the Delta Quadrant. 2 years ago, short of crew, facing Federation-wide force redistribution, the Excelsior was temporarily mothballed. 1 year later, a Borg offensive pushed Starfleet's Delta forces right back through the gateway to the Alpha Quadrant. High-ranking veterans of the Excelsior scattered throughout Starfleet's leadership saw this and came to a single conclusion. 2 years is far too long.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Excelsior. Her ongoing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Starring Elise Krawick as Captain Rachel Cortez.
Larry Phelan
as Lieutenant Commander Alcar Dovan.
Ben Randall as Alexander Lorok.
Michael Liebman as Alex Roll.
And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
Today's episode, The Excelsior Returns, Act 1. There you are. USS Excelsior Ready Room. Time, 1300 hours.
Captain's log, stardate 59932.1. It has been a long wait in dock. The way the refit crews are working, I fear we won't launch until Christmas, or even New Year's Eve. I have no desire to remember 2382 as the year we didn't launch. Still, with a name like Excelsior, we have to get it right. It would be a shame if Starfleet decided that placing the first officer from a small ship like the Mercury in command of a ship with this much legacy was a mistake after all. Hopefully, as the remainder of our key personnel come aboard and engineering gets our last critical systems online, we'll get a clearer picture of where we stand. End log. Come in. Crewman Adow, just the person I wanted to see. How goes the battle?
Battle?
The battle to get everything up and running, crewman.
We're done the upgrades and diagnostics. Most of my crew's now transporting back to the starbase.
Windows cleaned? Hull polished?
That all, sir?
That's all, crewman.
Something wrong, Captain?
Don't you hate maintenance crews? They come aboard a ship, think they're God's gift to engineering, and then take 2 months to do routine upgrades. I'm pretty sure our own engineering teams could have done the work themselves.
But that's not procedure, Captain. Besides, they wouldn't have anything to do without ships like ours. They have to tinker with something or they'll start taking apart the starbase.
Indeed.
Well, at least they're done now.
Well, there is that. 24 hours and they'll all finally be gone.
Now we can start fixing all the things they messed with.
Commander Dovan, I relieve you.
I stand relieved. Enjoy Alpha Shift, Captain.
Oh, I will. Good day, Commander. Bridge to Engineering. How is it down there, Lieutenant Lorak?
Good morning, Captain. You want the long story or the short one?
Ada, I'll be sure that ODN wiring is secure.
What, on the weapons relays? What's the point?
What makes you say that?
This ship is hitting the Delta Quadrant, Harkless. It'd be a nasty piece of real estate, that.
Well, they'll have all of Task Force 38 to back them up.
That's Borg space, Harkless. Even with our upgrades, this ship don't stand a chance in a fight. What we should be working on is the engines. They're gonna need to dance real fast to the Borg catch.
Do you have a problem with this ODN conduit, subcrew?
Oh, no, sir.
You have a problem, mister?
I don't think a junior grade lieutenant should be chief engineer aboard a ship as grand as the Excelsior. One of the most prestigious ships in the whole fleet, and they give it to you, of all plain Janes?
I'm sure Captain Cortez has her reasons, crewman. Now, if you don't want me to have to put you on report for those comments, I'd suggest you get the hell out of my engineering bay. You've just been reassigned to waste reclamation.
I do have to finish.
Speaking? Or else you're going to be on report, is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Anything to add, crewman Harkless?
No, sir. Nothing to add, sir.
Carry on, crewman. Sorry about that, Captain. Minor problem down here. Anyhow, about the holodeck relays.
In the first officer's quarters, Lieutenant Commander Alcar Dovan was working hard on a duty roster he had promised to Captain Cortez before the next day's senior staff meeting. So hard was he working that next day's meeting had slipped into today's meeting without him even noticing. At 0100, however, he finally looked away from his work long enough to yawn.
What the hell am I doing here? 2 years on Galt. First day back, I demand to be assigned to Task Force 38. I'm just completely unreasonable. And they make me an XO on the finest ship in the fleet. You know, better question might be, what the hell were they thinking? After all, I'm getting the best of both worlds. Exploration, wonder, awe, and not a frontline transfer order within 70,000 light years. You're talking to yourself, Alcar. All right, back to work. You have a captain to impress.
Now that he was back in Starfleet, Lieutenant Commander Dovan was rather surprised at how many little things around the ship, the insignia, the nameless ensigns he passed in the hallway, the distinct scent of Starfleet Ractigino, how much it all reminded him of the long minutes and days and weeks of a war that had ended 7 years ago. The Great Dominion War. He had to admit that it was shaking him more than he would like. Even the simple beep of a communications call could be a shock.
An incident report has been filed. Would you like to review it?
Incident report? Why not? Play it, computer.
Commander Dovan, my name is Kinash Adel. I'm assigned to the refit teams currently completing the overhaul of your engineering systems. This report regards an incident that took place in engineering today at 1300 hours. This afternoon, I was performing routine maintenance
computer,
around a secondary
halt
ODN
playback.
When...
Convert the remainder of the report to text and display on this screen. Kinash Adel. I've heard that name somewhere. Huh. Alright. Borg space, blah, blah, blah. Chief engineer, yada, yada. Cruel and unusual. Subcrew? Subcrew? Is that even a word? Sounds like my compliments are due to our chief engineer on handling this. Computer, append the following comment to this report. Quote, can't say I blame him, unquote. Now stamp it and refile it. Now, computer, maybe you can help me. Where have I heard this name, Adao, before?
Lieutenant Commander Alcar Dovan on Stardate 59931.7 approved the transfer of crewman Kinash Adao from Starbase 911 refit crew to USS Excelsior Engineering Section.
Duh! I knew I wasn't gonna like that. Thank you, computer.
Transporter Room 3 to the Executive Officer.
Dovan here.
Sir, I don't mean to bother you, but, we're still having a pretty serious malfunction down here.
All your molybdenum components are rematerializing as niobium. Yes, I heard. Someone will be down right away.
If I may, sir, when? Chief Terrell said he reported this during last shift, and...
I understand, Chief. It's been a bit busy up here.
Yes, sir.
Dovan out. It's been a bit busy. Yeah, and I forgot for 6 hours. I can't let that happen again. Dovan to Lorock? Blasted consonants. Dovan to Dovan to the chief engineer.
Lorock here, sir.
Lieutenant, I was going to apologize for waking you, but I see that that's not necessary.
Not a problem, sir. Just burning the midnight oil.
Excellent. I'd like to see you in Transporter Bay 3 on the double.
Yes, sir.
And, Lieutenant, bring your little black bag.
I'm on my way.
Acknowledged. Dovan out.
It took Lorock 20 minutes to get there. His boss was already on the scene.
Do you smell that?
Only a little. And given that Bolians have a much better sense of smell than Trill, I'm surprised that you do.
I was a transporter operator for a while. Not much to do except stand around and wait for something to happen. Something I can do about it?
Yes. Chief Lorth here has informed me that our restocking effort has been delayed due to the fact that all the molybdenum elements are rematerializing as niobium on the pad.
I'll get right on it, sir. Smells like a problem with the molecular imaging scanners.
Smells, sir?
Yes, Chief. Smells. A bit like burnt plasma conduit mixed with the unique fragrance of a malfunctioning self-sealing stem bolt with a melted interface component.
I see, sir.
Don't worry yourself, Chief. It's well documented that officers have improved senses of smell. You've got this well in hand then, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. Should have the grid online in about 47 minutes.
About? 47? Try not to be too specific, Lieutenant. It'll look bad if you're off. Oh, and one more thing. I'm finishing up the duty roster. Any preferences?
There's one person I think would be a great fit for the chief engineer's job. Lieutenant Junior Grade Young, remarkable engineering skills, brilliant horror novel writer. Great looks.
I think I see where this is going. And you'll want to keep a Dow in waste reclamation, I hope?
You know about that? What, did she go over my head or something?
Not at all, Lieutenant. I'm the first officer of the ship. I know everything.
Bridge to Commander Dovan.
Dovan here.
You asked to be informed when Commander Helder's shuttle was arriving. The Mendez has just been cleared for final docking procedures.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Dovan out. Well, it seems I'm late. You'll excuse me, gentlemen? I know everything. Well, perhaps. Except how to run a starship. Now, how to get that transporter stench out of my nose? Smells like rotten eggs flecked with Jem'Hadar bits. Where the hell did that thought come from?
Sorry, sir?
Oh, Doctor! Sharp! Nothing. Just one of those stray thoughts there.
So, not nothing.
You have a sharp tongue, Doctor. Watch out for it now, Mr. Rawl. What exactly are the two of you doing, anyhow?
Lieutenant Rawl has just kindly offered to escort me to my quarters, now that I'm aboard.
And carrying your things, I note. Strange, isn't it, how all the senior officers are coming aboard in the dead of night? Well, a pleasant evening to you both.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
Thank you again, sir, for doing this. It's nice not to be the little short woman dragging her things through the hall for once.
It's my pleasure, ma'am. You have to keep in shape on the Special Ops team, after all.
That's right, your Special Operations. I'd forgotten. But not the team leader, as I understand.
No, ma'am. That'd be Lieutenant Leo Amara, and he's busy right now trying to get the captain to keep our team separate from the Marine Squad hierarchy. In the meantime, now that Ensign McBride's assignment has been canceled, uncovering tactical, and Lieutenant Amara is Chief of Security until we can find a replacement. So Special Operations is getting far too much free time, while the Marines are busy training.
I didn't realize that this was one of the starships with the Marine Detachment Board.
Really? I would have thought that would be a little hard to miss on the basic info sheet.
I just applied for whatever starship duty I could get. It's good for my career, so I'm told. I wasn't looking too closely when I was invited to join a crew. Look, Lieutenant, I'm aware my rank is lower than yours, but I'd appreciate it if you spread the word around Marine country that I'm less than amused by careless injuries, and I have absolutely no respect for preserving honorable combat wounds or anything of the like. And there's nothing I hate more than repeat customers.
Is that an order, Ensign?
Of course not, sir. I can't give you orders. I can, however, withhold painkillers or any manner of other useful medical arts whenever I please without anyone becoming the wiser.
Sounds like we have a bargain.
Then I think our departments are going to get along splendidly.
I certainly hope so. We're here. These are going to be your quarters, ma'am.
And my name's already on the door. Again, sir, a thousand thanks for doing this.
It was a pleasure. Good night, Doctor.
Good night, sir.
The next morning, Captain Cortez stood in the observation lounge. Having just dismissed a young lieutenant, she stood, hands folded behind her back, looking out the window at the bustle of the space dock lattices. She was waiting for her next appointment. She did not wait for very long.
Sir?
Mr. Amara.
Yes, sir.
Captain will do fine, Lieutenant.
Sorry, Captain.
Space dock is an incredible place. So many worker bees, so many components and lights. All just cogs and part of one great machine. All of it, from the simple metal floating outside to the efforts, the dreams, the work that went into this. All of it is going into just one thing. Getting us out there. You have something for me, Lieutenant?
Second Lieutenant Leo Amara reporting for duty.
Your orders? You'll want to present these to the Marine Commander before you settle in.
Sir, I mean Captain. That's actually something I wanted to talk to you about.
I don't believe there's anything to discuss. Special Operations falls under the umbrella of the Marine Division.
With respect, Captain, I haven't been a Marine for quite some time now.
I'm well aware of your service record, Second Lieutenant. However, my decision is made.
Captain?
You will still be in command of your unit, but you will report to the Marine Commander. Dismissed. Something else, Lieutenant?
I just wanted to convey how unhappy I am with your decision.
Lieutenant, I am aware that you had a certain amount of latitude in your last assignment. But that's over, and you'd better get used to it. I won't tolerate elitist attitudes from any division on this ship. Now, do we have a problem?
No, sir.
Dismissed.
Bridge to Cortez.
Go ahead.
Admiral Parker is on a secure channel for you, Captain.
Put her through here, Lieutenant. Admiral,
What can I do for you, sir?
Captain, I trust you're settling in aboard the Excelsior.
Just looking for a place to hang my pictures, sir.
Normally, Admiral Tenson would be speaking to you, but with the tornado on assignment, I'll be the one briefing you on your first mission.
Go ahead, sir.
You've probably given some thought to why you were assigned to the Excelsior.
It had crossed my mind, Admiral. I'm sure there were a great many candidates who might have come before me.
Not to mince words, but you weren't even on the initial list of command for the Excelsior. You were high on the list for the Atlanta.
Well, I would have expected something along the lines of a New Orleans-class ship. What shifted me from the Atlanta to the Excelsior?
Part of it was this mission. Part of it we'll go into at another time.
If I may, Admiral, are you referring to the Anbar?
Captain, you will not refer to that in an open channel. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
We've been waiting some time to send a ship to a world called Volandria. Are you familiar with it?
Mildly. They have warp drive, but both of our first contact attempts have been rebuffed. They're fairly close to the Iconian Gateway, aren't they?
They are. And, after last year's Borg attack, our analysts have determined that Volandria is in a strategically valuable location. We think it's time to make another try at establishing diplomatic relations, and you, Captain, are on a very short list of potential candidates to meet with their premier.
I'm sorry, Admiral, but how so?
You're a very well-established combat officer, Captain. You have an air of it in your attitude, and that's important to the Volandrin. They're not a diplomatic people. They respect strength and fight to establish status. Our misunderstanding of this is why our first mission failed. The Excelsior, however, is a sovereign-class starship. It will be a massive show of strength, and they will respect what our captain has to say.
I'm still a little confused about my part in this. There are a lot of seasoned captains whose experiences eclipse my own.
Volandrin society is strongly matriarchal. Although their males are strong warriors, they only acknowledge a female as a leader, a detail that derailed our second contact mission. Out of the female candidates for this mission, you were at the top of the list. You have the deep space experience, an excellent combat record, and your profile shows that you take a strong position where you need to. That's exactly what we're looking for in this mission.
So, essentially, my gender secured me this assignment?
You know what they say, Captain. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You're a skilled officer, and you'll make an excellent captain if you don't get hung up on the details. The Volandria situation got you this assignment. Now make the most of it.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Captain. Parker out.
General Brahms, I didn't expect to hear from you so soon.
Just wanted to check in before we got underway. And Admiral Parker's transmission made an excellent piggyback feed. I assume she bought the entire Volandria story.
Completely. And before you ask, Lieutenant Yubari came aboard early this morning. She's already begun setting up.
Good, good.
General, if I may, I think she'd be much better able to carry out her mission if she knew entirely what it was about.
Captain. I'm sorry. We simply can't trust any information about the Anbar to anyone without the proper clearances. The longer Lieutenant Yubari believes she's merely doing routine surveillance, and as long as your crew believes the Volandria cover story, the better. For all of us.
I see. Is there anything else, General?
No, Captain. Like I said, just checking in. Good hunting.
Thank you, General.
Brahms out.